I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The candidates in Illinois' 13th congressional district debated for the first time this election cycle in Champaign. Incumbent Republican Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan spent much of Monday's debate arguing about health care. Dirksen-Londrigan repeatedly mentioned Davis's votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act, while Davis contended he always fought to protect people with pre-existing conditions.
There's absolutely no way that I'm going to support a plan that's not going to include pre-existing condition coverage. Quit lying.
And yet you did.
Davis supported the American Health Care Act in 2017, which would have replaced the ACA. That bill cleared the House, but came up one vote short in the Senate. According to factcheck.org, that replacement bill would have guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, but would have allowed insurance companies to charge higher premiums to those patients. In other news, Illinois surpassed 300,000 COVID-19 cases and 8,800 virus-related deaths. The state is approaching 6 million tests conducted since the pandemic first reached the state. A Capital News Illinois analysis of state health data shows the weekly average for hospitalizations crept up in recent weeks as the state's positivity rate remained roughly level. The numbers are still well off their highs from late April and early May. Over the past week, up to 78% of ventilators were available each day. Meanwhile, cases continue to climb in Illinois' Region 1, which recently added mitigation measures. The Winnebago County Health Department reported 203 new cases from Saturday to Monday. Public Health Administrator Sandra Martell announced this while fielding questions about mitigation measures imposed by the state health department.
Our total positives now is at 6,685, and over 34% of our population has been tested to date.
The 7-day positivity rate for Winnebago County was 10.5%. Region 1, which covers northwest Illinois, must bring that rate down to 6.5% for 3 consecutive days in order to lift the current restrictions. Martell emphasized the importance of face coverings and following state mitigation orders to prevent further spread. And revenues flowing into state coffers from legalized gambling plummeted during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. Capital News Illinois reports the latest numbers come as casinos, racetracks, and other video gambling venues were forced to close due to the pandemic.
Carbondale police are investigating 2 shooting incidents. Sunday night around 9:30, officers responded to the 400 block of East Snyder, where they learned unknown suspects fired shots from a moving vehicle into another vehicle in the area. The suspect vehicle is described as a white Kia, possibly an Optima. No injuries have been reported. There is no suspect information at this time. And Friday afternoon, a little after 2, officers responded to the 800 block of North Marion, where they learned unknown suspects fired shots in the area from a moving vehicle, which struck a house. No injuries have been reported, and there is no suspect information at this time. Anyone with information about these incidents is encouraged to contact Carbondale Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 549-COPS. And it's Fire Prevention Week, and this year's campaign is focusing on kitchen fires. 44% of home fires start in the kitchen, according to the National Fire Prevention Association figures. Illinois Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Fultz says that's why you should never leave food unattended and teach kids to stay at least 3 feet away from the stove.
If you have a grease fire, it's important that you always keep an oven mitt and pan lid nearby so that you can smother that, turn off the burner, leave the pan covered until it's completely cool. Now, if it gets out of control and you don't feel like that you can put it out, you need to get out of the house, call 911.
2/3 of home cooking fires start with the ignition of food or other cooking materials. Fultz also recommends keeping a fire extinguisher in the kitchen.